Live from our nation's capital, it's the Inside Scoop with Mark Levine.
Good afternoon, America. Welcome to the Inside Scoop. I'm your host, Mark Levine. Glad to be with you each and every day. You can listen to me live at 3 p.m. Eastern Time, 2 p.m. Central, 1 p.m. Mountain, 12 noon Pacific, 10 a.m. in Alaska, I think. Maybe it's 9 a.m. in Hawaii. If I got those times wrong, let me know. Glad to be with you. As you probably know, you've probably heard by now, I am not only your dedicated talk radio servant. I'm also running for the State House in Virginia. I'm running to be a delegate. Many of you know I ran for Congress last year. I did not prevail. In fact, I had my clock cleaned by a very nice guy, the name of Don Beyer. But this time I think I got a much better shot. I'm not going against a former lieutenant governor. I'm going against some other fine Democrats, but I think I have a chance to win. I'm going to need your help. So here's what I got. Candidates pay thousands of dollars, tens of thousands sometimes, depending on who it is, for something called focus groups. I'm sure Hillary Clinton is doing this. All the big name senators and so forth are doing this. I can't do that. That's too much money. I don't want it. But you, my dear listener, you are my focus group. Many of you have heard me for a very long time. If you're new to the show, you're still my focus group. Here's my question for you. Are you even aware what your state representative does? Many Americans conflate what happens at the federal level, the state level, the local level, what the president does. What's interesting to me is that virtually everybody in the U.S., when I say virtually everybody, I mean 99.99999%. If you're over the age of five, you know who and of sound mind, you know who the president of the United States is. And my guess is 98% of you have an opinion about President Obama, some good, some bad, some mixed. But you know what you like he's done, what you don't like he's done. You have an opinion about the president. You probably also know who the vice president is, and I'm sure, and many of you know who your senators are and your member of Congress is. I've been surprised and disappointed by how few people know who their state representative is, who represents you at the state capitol. In this case, I'm running in Virginia, so state capitol is Richmond, and I'm running to represent a portion of eastern Alexandria, Virginia, South Arlington, and a couple of precincts in Fairfax County, in the Alexandria portion of Fairfax County. Now, why am I telling you all this, given that 99% of you are not from Virginia? Well, first of all, my home station in Washington, D.C., can't carry me for the duration of the campaign, so you know, you're the only one I can talk to. But more than that, I really want to get a feeling, if you even vote in state races. Most Americans don't. They'll cast a ballot for the president. Many of you, most of you, do that. Many of you, most of you, will cast a ballot for your member of Congress, your senator. But the state race, some of you will just sort of mark Democrat, which is fine if you're a Democrat, or I guess mark Republican if you're a Republican. All too rarely, you'll actually make a choice between the two. But many of you still won't vote in a primary. See, I'm running in the Democratic primary. I'm running against other Democrats to see who'd be the most effective in the state house. So my question for you today, and I really need your participation here, to act as my focus group, is what issues would you like to see your state handle? Now, obviously, I don't expect you to be all from Virginia, though I'll certainly give Virginians first priority, but the vast majority of you are not. So I don't care whether your state is New Mexico or Washington State or Massachusetts, or Colorado, wherever you are, call in and let me know what you'd like to see at the state level. And if you're unclear about what's at the state level and what's at the federal level, let's talk about that. I want to know from you what you think your legislator could do. And also, you're going to help me out to know what issues I care about would resonate with you. So if I talk about, for example, income disparity, if I talk about helping struggling people have a better chance to succeed, whether it's raising the minimum wage or raising the minimum wage for tipped workers, if that's something that appeals to you, what if it's civil rights? Is it voting rights? Is it women's pay equity, making sure that, or doing my best to lessen that gap between how many cents a dollar a woman earns and and a full dollar. Maybe it's other kinds of civil rights, full equality for gay and lesbian people, or making sure that people who are discriminated against have a chance to fight back if they're retaliated against. One of my biggest issues is domestic violence, mostly because of what happened to my sister. Many of you know that story. But protecting victims of domestic violence, allowing them to leave with their children. So many women, and it's the vast majority of victims, of course, are women. So many women stay in abusive homes, not because they don't know they're abusive and not because they don't know that they're dangerous, but because they want their kids with them. And I've written laws actually to help women leave abusive homes with their children, because oftentimes their children are the reason they stay behind and risk danger. Is that an issue that you care a lot about, or the fact that there aren't enough beds in your locality for women who are escaping from abuse, or men for that matter? Maybe it's unions. You want to see unions thrive again. You want to see better laws that make it easier to unionize so that we can increase the minimum wage to $15 an hour so that we can help working people get a better life. Maybe it's the environment. Maybe global warming is the issue that most concerns you. Maybe if you saw an ad that talked about global warming, cleaning up your river, your air, trying to keep us from getting so much carbon in the air. Maybe that's an issue that would appeal to you. Or in terms of the environment, how about having the right to put solar energy panels on your house and sell the energy back to your utility? Is that something that would appeal to you? Maybe it's guns. Trying to get guns off the streets and away from criminals and the mentally ill, and trying to make sure that it's not so easy to get a gun, that you have to know what you're doing before you get a gun. Trying to make laws so that you have to take a test. Like you have to take a driver test. You know why you have to take a driving test? Because cars, if misused, can kill people. Maybe you should take a gun test too. Maybe people who are inexperienced in guns shouldn't be holding one. Does that seem reasonable to you? Are you someone that believes that inexperienced, mentally ill criminals who are on the terrorist watch list should be able to get a gun at age 6? Because that is the law in many states. No age restrictions, no terrorist restrictions, no crime restrictions, no sanity restrictions, and no competence restrictions. Would you like to see gun laws toughened a bit? Maybe in your local area, it's the roads. Are you crowded? Your highways crowded? You'd like to see more public transportation? Like to see your highways cleaned? You know, sometimes the most important thing that a delegate can do for a constituent is fix the potholes or make sure that the lights on the one-way roads are synchronized so you don't have to wait at every single light. That's important. That takes your time. That's the kind of thing that a local representative can do. Now, that's more probably the city level than the state level, but the state level is funds for roads and highways. Maybe roads are your biggest concern. Maybe it's health care, making sure that you can get health care at a reasonable price. I mean, the Affordable Care Act came a long way, but half the states don't abide by it. That includes Virginia. There is money on the table to help out people getting health care. It's right there. The federal government has provided 100% of funds for, in the case of Virginia, hundreds of thousands of Virginians. And they've turned it down. They would rather, the Republicans in Virginia would rather Virginians go without health care, get sick, maybe die, than accede to free money that doesn't cost a thing and doesn't increase the budget one bit because President Obama did it. Think about that. Think about that. A party, the Republican Party, that would rather have people die than admit that Obama did a good thing. Maybe that's where you want me to fight. Or when it comes to health care, maybe you want me to fight for mental health care parity, to make sure that kids with autism, or to make sure that adults who have mental health issues get the same care they would with physical health issues. After all, mental health is physical health, and oftentimes there's a physiological solution. Maybe mental health parity is your issue. Whatever your issue is, let me know. Let me know what issue, if you got in the mail, because, you know, most mailers that you send out, you read them for, what, 10 seconds, maybe, on your way from the mailbox to the recycling bin, and you're like, oh, that guy, that woman, they look like nice people. They have a nice family. They smile a lot, and they say something nice. What would catch your attention? Would getting money out of politics catch your attention? Saying that they're not going to take money from lobbyists, would that get your attention? Would ethics laws get your attention? Or would it be education? You know, when it comes to local issues, education is often the top of people's minds, particularly if you have kids in school. Or if you are a kid and you're on student loans and you know how high that is. What about a candidate that tried to work to make college more affordable? Is that something that would appeal to you? Again, maybe it's something I haven't mentioned, but I would appreciate in the largest free focus group ever created, that is listeners of the show. I don't know if it's the largest, but I'm just going to assume it is. I'd love to know what would affect you to get out and vote in a primary election in June, on a pretty day in June, not November, not when you know the election's going to be. But you got to get out of your house and vote on a day you don't normally vote. June in an odd-numbered year when you weren't really even aware there was an election. What would you see? Maybe body cameras for police officers, requiring that by state law, so we don't have incidents where people are, it's too often black men, but not exclusively black men, are shot and killed. And the only reason why the officer can be prosecuted is because it's caught on video. Maybe body cameras. Maybe that's your big issue. Maybe it's research, medical research. Whatever it is, let me know. Let me know what would appeal to you. Let me know what you think if you got something in your mailbox would get you to say, you know what? I sometimes don't vote in Democratic primaries in June, but I'm going to make sure that Mark Levine gets my vote because he said X. What would X be to you? Give me a call. Let me know. 888-488-MARK, 888-488-6275. This is Mark Levine. I'll be waiting for your calls right after this. Welcome back to the Inside Scoop. I'm your host, Mark Levine. I'm also a candidate for delegate in the Virginia State House. And I realize most of you are not from Virginia. In fact, we had to turn off my local radio station while I'm running. But that's okay, because I want you to tell me what you notice your state does as distinct from the federal government. I think a lot of Americans conflate all government, federal, state, and local. They're very different. They have very different jurisdictions. They're in control of very different things. And for all that everyone knows and has an opinion about Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama and Jeb Bush and everybody else running, what does your state delegate do that you want them to do? I don't even care. You don't even have to know their name. But what would get you to vote in a Democratic primary for one person when, you know, you don't normally vote in the summer? Help me out. Be my large focus group. 888-488-MARK. Todd in Tacoma, Washington. Welcome to the Inside Scoop.
Yes, I'm from the state of Washington, and we have vote by mail as well as Oregon.
Good for you.
And I think
I'm jealous.
Every state needs this.
Absolutely,
it is proven to work. There's no fraud. The Republicans can't, you know, make machines that take away the votes and change the votes. That has been proven by Brad Blog. So it's. Vote by mail would be a big issue for me, and I am a mailman, and I'd like to see the post office saved. They're trying to get rid of 80 plants nationwide.
Yeah, let's talk about the post office, because there's two things, actually, that are going on there that I find really strange. One is, of course, you know this, but most people who don't deal with the post office don't realize the federal government forced the post office to pay for basically 75 years of pension in 10 years. Which takes a very profitable business and single-handedly made it unprofitable. You go to any business and you tell them you have to pay 75 years of expenses in 10 years, and guess what? The very profitable business isn't going to be profitable anymore. And the other issue about the post office that really bothers me is the fact that they can't raise the rates for stamps except for the rate of inflation. Any other business could raise their rates based on need. I think Americans would pay a dollar a stamp. I don't think that's too much to ask to send a letter from Virginia to Tacoma, Washington. What do you think?
Yeah, back to the first part you said. In 2005, the post office, before Bush's cronies got a hold of it, they were going to switch over to electric fleet. We were going to go to electric vehicles. and that put a hamper, and it stopped us. Maybe the oil companies had a say in that.
I'm sure they did.
Didn't want that to happen. Yes. What was the second thing you were saying?
About the fact that you're not allowed to raise your rates greater than the rate of inflation.
Yeah, we have to. It has to go through Congress. We're one thing that the American people might not know is zero tax dollars pay for my salary and pay for our operational costs. Zero. We are completely funded by our priority mailboxes, our express mail, our letters that we deliver. That is one thing. And for some reason, we still have congressional oversight. So we have to go to Congress and ask them to raise the stamp a penny at a time.
Which is stupid. And, but Todd, let me ask you a question, though.
Yeah,
here's the problem.
UPS,
the issues that you care about with regard to the post office, and which I entirely agree with you on, are actually federal issues because it's the United States Post Office. It is Congress that you have a beef with, as you just mentioned. What at the state level in Washington State, what if you got a flyer in the mail and they said, come to an election in June and, all right, play with me hypothetically. Let's pretend Washington State is not as perfect as it obviously is and they don't have mail. They don't have vote by mail, which every state should have, and I would welcome that.
Yeah.
But what would get you to go out of your house and cast a vote? Like, you know, it would take 10 minutes because it's not many people vote in June. What would you see that'd be like, you know what, this Democrat stands out from the other Democrats. What would you see that would be like, wow, I got to vote for this guy?
I would say the street infrastructure, local infrastructure, like the streets, like you were saying, and bridges and. I mean, there's a bunch of bridges in our country, and this is maybe federal or local, but I would say bridges, infrastructure that needs to be worked on, our roads, and things like that. Clean water, and that's local.
That is local.
And we've got something with coal trains coming through Washington that we're trying to stop, so that would be something else that I would say.
Okay, so environmental issues and infrastructure.
Environmental and infrastructure, yes. Those two affect everybody.
And that would get you out of your house and voting in June. We'll fix our bridges. We'll make sure the water's clean. All right.
Absolutely. And we could create jobs. We could create more jobs.
Oh, no question about it. Those kinds of things definitely create a lot of jobs.
Yes.
All right. Well, I appreciate that. And thanks for calling in. And thanks for giving me the ideas. I'll think about that next time I do a mailer. And, hey, if you want to know more about my campaign, by the way, it's markfordelegate.com. And you don't have to be from Virginia to support me. So, although I'll tell you something, Todd, if you want, we can always have you make some phone calls to local voters. Well, we'll talk about that. If you're interested, you can sign up there, and my campaign manager will let you know what you could do. But thanks for calling in. I appreciate it. Let's go to George in Ithaca. I talked to George yesterday. How are you, George?
Hi, Mark. Yeah, no, wasn't planning to get back this soon, but.
I'm glad you did, except that right now I got to take a break. You called right before the break, so I want to hear your thoughts right after the break and hear from others as well at 888-488-MARK, 888-488-6275. What would you want to see in someone running for state office as distinct from federal office? You know, the state controls probably a lot more of your life than the federal government, but people don't think about their state capitals. I think they should. This is Mark Levine. Be right back right after this. Inside Scoop. I'm your host, Mark Levine. I'm also a candidate for state delegate. Yes, I can. Don't worry. Don't worry. If I win, I will still be on the radio. I just want to concern those of you who maybe wouldn't want me to win because you're going to lose me. You won't lose me. In Virginia, a state legislator is really a part-time job. They work down in the state capital January and February. I'm sure I can break away most of the time, enough to do my radio show those 2 months, and it won't affect my radio show the other 10 months. So you won't lose me on the air. Those of you outside of Virginia, I very much enjoy doing this, and I don't plan to give it up. But I think in the State House, I think I could help people a bit more than as a voice on the radio. And actually, I've written a lot of legislation in my past, and I could write a little bit more. What issue would you like to see to actually get you out and voting. Virtually everybody, lots of people vote in the presidential race. I don't have to work hard for that. And even in the off-year elections when much fewer people vote, still, even year November, people kind of know to vote. But to vote on a sunny June day in a Democratic primary, get out of your house and do that, what would it take? What would you have to hear from a candidate to say, you know what, this is worth my time, worth my 10 minutes. I'm going to go ahead and pull the lever. He sounds like a great guy. She sounds like a great woman. What would be the issue or maybe the biography that would get you to the polls? George from Ithaca, thank you for holding on with me, and thanks for being such a supporter. I really do appreciate it. Tell me what issues you care most about.
Well, sure. As I stated in my tweet, I just think Virginia would be lucky to have somebody with the multi-dimensional understanding of government and staying close to their locality. Please excuse, I write better than I talk.
You're doing just fine, George.
I've got a newly undiagnosed neurological disorder that's causing me some frustration, and it'll be overcome with medication. But until then, on this level, I'd like to see New York take away its ambiguity from medical marijuana.
Okay, I agree.
Issuance, in as much as we've seen even as recently as yesterday, Georgia providing medical marijuana to some 500,000 people of all ages, the availability that was not there in the past for seizure disorders and such. But I'd like to see New York take a lead in expanding the diagnoses for which medical marijuana could be dispensed and how it was dispensed. And it just seems to be so esoteric here that no one can understand it. And I don't think the government should have any involvement with taxation of the sale of it, but they will. And if they're going to, all right. That's
well,
fine.
I guess the way I see it is,
I just wish they'd be more clear and open about what they're going to do.
I think if it's for recreational use, I have no problem taxing it. Like I'm fine with taxing alcohol and cigarettes. But I think if it's for medical use, no, we need to keep prices down. So that's my distinguishing thing. You may be interested to know, George, when I worked for Barney Frank on the Hill, that we drafted a bill. I drafted on his behalf a bill with the staff of Ron Paul. We worked together to draft a bill to legalize medical marijuana in the states that wanted to have it. And it's interesting because, you know, there's not much I agree with Ron Paul on. I think in many ways he's got some crazy ideas.
Yeah, I mean, I lose him right away on freedom of choice.
Yeah, well, exactly. He's against choice and abortion. He's also got some crazy ideas about abolishing the Federal Reserve, which would send our economy and the world economy into a massive tailspin. So he's got some crazy ideas. But one of the things I learned working for Barney is that just because I think Ron Paul is a wacko on a lot of ideas doesn't mean we can't find some ideas where we agree. And Ron Paul and Barney Frank completely agreed, right and left, on making sure that medical marijuana was available in the states that wanted to legalize it and to remove all the federal restrictions in that regard. And I wrote that law for Barney and for Ron.
I wouldn't invalidate libertarianism at all if it were practiced or provided in the way that it's physically or rather philosophically supposed to be. But all they do really is draw Democrat votes away from their base.
And I'll tell you something. I do have problems. I love the libertarian ideas of basically leaving you free to do what you want with your own body, to speak what you want.
Right.
I think a true libertarian has to support same-sex marriage, has to also oppose any abortion restrictions because, again, it's all about freedom. Where libertarians lose me, though, is in helping those in need. I don't think a six-year-old with leukemia should be free to die. I think that's someone we can help. I think that we provide for prisoners, for mass murderers, we provide food, shelter, health care, and even education most of the time. And for us to say that we're going to provide that to mass murderers, we're not going to provide it to, a kid from a poor family, and it's not the kid's fault that they're poor, and it's usually not the family's fault that they're poor, and give them health care and food and shelter and education. Reasons. Libertarians don't do that. So that's where we're, libertarians and I are going to disagree, because I think we're born helpless and we die helpless, and in between, we have a responsibility one to the other. And for some, that's religious principle. For some, that's just a principle as a citizen of a country. For some, it's just logical in the sense that others have helped us get where we are today, and it only seems just that we help others. I don't like the idea of, I'm only out for me, Jack, and you know, you get your own. Sure. And that's my problem with libertarian philosophy.
Is not prepared for pure libertarianism. The corruption would be just too astounding to even contemplate. But nonetheless, I believe that some of their desires politically should be incorporated into what we're trying to accomplish.
Sure. Well, like I said, I agree with them on
the lesser oversight of government.
Yeah, personal freedom is where libertarians and I join up, and that's something that I very strongly support. George, you asked me where to sign up. You wanted to know how you could help my campaign, and I wanted to answer that question you asked me in a tweet. What you can do is go to markfordelegate.com, markfordelegate.com. You can sign up there. You can get my emails if you're able to contribute some. You can. If you can't contribute because it's financially difficult or you can't give very much, that's fine. You can also help simply by calling voters. We'd give you a list of people to call. You can say, I listen to Mark on the radio, and he makes sense to me for whatever reason you want to say. It'd be totally up to you to say what you like about what you hear from me, and say, listen, you got to give Mark a chance. You got to meet him, and he'd be great for Virginia. Just doing that, George.
We'll
just making some phone calls.
Thanks for the talk, and I'm glad you had the hour you do.
Thank you so much, George, and we'll be in touch with you. I'll tell you what, just sign up on the markfordelegate.com page, and my campaign manager will be contacting you, see what you can do to help. So thank you for your offer of help. I do appreciate that. All right, let's go to John in Cleveland on line 5. John, what would you like to see your state government do?
Mark, I'm calling you. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you fine. You're on the air.
Okay. I'm calling you in reference to the statement you just made about 5-6 minutes ago,
okay,
about the state of Virginia,
mm-hmm,
not using free money. I'd like you to explain that.
Sure. Be happy to.
All of that.
Absolutely. I'll be happy to explain. The Affordable Care Act provides federal money to states at zero cost to the states for anyone in need of health care that earns a certain amount of money. It has no cost to Virginia. It does cost federal taxpayers, that's true, but it doesn't cost Virginia taxpayers an extra. They have to pay the money anyway under the Affordable Care Act. What that means is let me just finish, and then you can respond.
Okay.
Virginia taxpayers have to pay a certain amount of money. Either that money will be used in all 50 states or in Virginia, or it will only go outside of Virginia. And the Republicans of Virginia have said that the money that the federal government taxes Virginians to pay for health care will only go to people in New York and New Jersey and California. We will not allow you to spend the tax money you've already paid on Virginia, even though it doesn't cost Virginia an extra penny. And that, to me, is a really, really stupid idea. Go ahead. Tell me what you think.
Okay. If you frame it that way, I agree with you.
Okay.
But the problem is, it's a larger issue. We all support, we pay taxes, we're all a part of this government.
Yep.
You know it better than I do, how our budget and our debt work. None of that, the politicians extract a single issue, and then they hype that. But it's the truth is, we're all in the same boat together. We have to pay taxes.
Right.
Why? I'm from Ohio, mm-hmm, and I'm sure the state of Ohio gets less than the state of Alaska does in federal money in return for what they.
Well,
you
get less per capita.
Right.
That's true. You actually get more because Ohio is a bigger state. But something interesting about Ohio, your Republican governor decided to accept these funds from the federal government. He opposes the Affordable Care Act, but he said, you know what, we have to pay this money anyway. Why shouldn't Ohioans get the benefit and health care of this money Ohioans are paying? Your Republican governor is a lot smarter than my Republican legislators in Virginia, who just to spite President Obama are harming thousands of their own constituents who can't get medical care that wouldn't cost them or Virginia a penny. So John Kasich, I got to say, and you know, he and I disagree on a lot of things. I'm a Democrat. He's a Republican. He was smart enough to accept this Medicaid expansion, which, given the way it is, listen, if you want to repeal the Affordable Care Act, we can argue about that another day. I'm against it, but that's a different issue. Once it's there, for state governments not to take what I call free money on the table, to me, is spiteful and counterproductive.
Okay, and then that's where we disagree. Philosophically,
okay.
It's not free money. It's not free money. You know, it's coming from you and I, and it's just a matter of how these governors. That would be a state issue, I think.
It is a state issue. That's my point. I'm running for state delegate.
Right.
It is a state issue.
Right.
But why would you not accept the money for your state? Let me give you an example. Let's say that you are against, and I'm for infrastructure all across the United States. I think we have crumbling bridges. I think it's a great way to build up jobs and give us 21st century infrastructure. I support that. But let's say you opposed infrastructure spending for whatever reason, which I think is ridiculous. But say you did. And yet...
I wouldn't.
Yet, okay, and I'm glad you wouldn't. But the federal government votes by a majority to do this infrastructure spending. Would you then say, you know what, my state, we should refuse infrastructure spending, let our bridges crumble because I'm opposed to it philosophically, even though it wouldn't cost you or your state a penny more? That wouldn't make sense to me. You'd be cutting off your nose to spite your face. I mean, the idea that you would not help your own people because you're philosophically opposed to helping anyone when you've already spent the money, it just doesn't make sense to me.
All right. Once again, I think that's a state issue, and your governor and the voters of Virginia should...
The governor supports it. It's the Republicans in the state legislature that are blocking it. Governor McAuliffe does support it.
Okay. Well, then the Governor McAuliffe should be doing a better job.
Well, you know, the Republicans control the state house. He tried really, really hard. Our governor, he threatened to veto any budget, and we have a majority of Republicans in the state house in Virginia, and one of the reasons I'm running is to help get Virginians health care. But I think you can see the difference in issue between supporting or opposing the Affordable Care Act and saying once you've been taxed to pay the money, to refuse the money, it just doesn't make any sense to me. But I think you get where I'm coming from, right, John?
Right. I see your point, Mark.
I appreciate that. That's all I could ever ask from someone from the other side of the aisle.
Yes.
So thanks for calling in. I do appreciate it. And I want to hear from the rest of you at 888-488-MARK, 888-488-6275. What would you like to see your state government do as opposed to the federal government? Do you know who your state legislator is? It's okay if you don't. Most people don't. And what ad would you see in the mailbox that instead of you taking that to the recycling bin, might just get you to put it on your refrigerator and remember to vote on a sunny day in June? What would it be for you? I'm going to read some of your tweets when you come back at Mark Levine Talk, and also take your calls at 888-488-MARK. We'll be right back right after this. Stop Thinking About Tomorrow. That's one of my favorite songs. Reminds me of Bill Clinton, one of my favorite presidents. Well, I'm running for office too. Not quite president, not even quite a federal office, but I am running for state delegate. And your state office, your state actually probably controls more of your life than the federal government. I guess it depends on the person. But the vast majority of laws are written by the states. They control everything from your education, oftentimes your health care, to gun laws and wage disparity laws, you know, whether you have an increase in minimum wage, union laws. There's a lot of power at the state level. You know, everyone seems to focus on the federal level, and yet the state controls so much of our lives. If you had to decide who to vote for, and I know you're outside of Virginia, that's okay. But if you had to decide who you've had to vote for in a state race, what would you be looking for? Would it be just a, you know, a really good-looking candidate with their family? Would it be something in their biography that moved you to realize this person's going to fight for you? Or would it be an issue that you care most about? Be my focus group today. Let me know what you think. Let's go to Leslie in New Mexico on line 5. Hey, Leslie, how are you?
Hey, Mark.
Hey, so what would get you to vote on a pretty day in June in a Democratic primary? What would move you?
Well, would move me and a lot of people to vote in June.
Mm-hmm.
Saturday and Sunday voting.
Yeah, that would be
good. And
I agree with you. I can't do anything about that right now, but I support I support voting by mail. Good point. What else?
I know. You got to have the time. You got to have the day, especially working people.
Yeah, I know.
They barely have time to do anything.
That's true.
Well, state government is the most important government, state and local governments. It's very important because it does affect your life. And there's a lot of things. They should not tax food. They should not tax medicine or medical marijuana. There shouldn't be no taxes on that. Recreational marijuana, yes.
I agree with you.
Definitely. And every state should have marijuana laws that allow people to use them, especially medical.
Yeah, and that's something, as I said, I've actually written legislation precisely on that issue. So if you were in Virginia, you'd support me. I'll tell you what, if you want to help, you can give your email address to my call screener, or just go to markfordelegate.com and type it in, and we'll see if we can use you calling some Virginia voters. Thanks for your call, Leslie. I appreciate it. Let's go to Frank in Arizona on line 1. Hey, Frank, how are you? What would persuade you to vote for a state candidate on a lovely day in Tuesday in June?
Hi, Mark.
Hey, Frank. Sure.
Hey, you know, I think bringing jobs, you know, local state jobs. I mean, if you can get the message across on how you will deliver jobs to your state, I think that's huge. If people can see that in black and white, you know, you kind of show them, we're going to go entertain this particular corporation. We want to bring them in here. You know, give them a process. Show them a little process of how that's done. And, you know, I think when people see that in front of their face that way, it just looks more real.
How would that be done in Arizona? What would you see?
Well, you know, I mean, take, for instance, Tesla.
Yeah,
Just tried to come to Arizona to build their battery plant.
Mm-hmm.
You know, obviously you need the support of your governor. You know, to make that happen
sure.
In the end. But it's just, you know, you have to present a good business model to them. And you have to present...
You want to see where jobs are coming from. I got you. I hear you.
Right, yeah. You want to present a good work base for them, you know, and show them, hey, look, we have the educated people here to do that particular work. One more thing, if you don't mind.
No, go ahead.
It's a fact. Republicans create policy that give our tax dollars to corporations.
Yes, they do.
Democrats create policies that give our tax dollars back to us.
That's exactly
and
right.
I think that's a pretty simple.
That's simple very true, and that's something that I've said for more years than I can count on the air. 12 years, I think I've been on the air now. that's a long time, and I've been saying that kind of stuff. Nice. Thank you, Frank. Thanks for being part of my focus group today. I really do appreciate it. And if you want to help me out, I don't talk about my campaign very often on the air, but you can help me out at markfordelegate.com. Everyone can help me out at markfordelegate.com. Just go to the website, give me your email. There are all kinds of ways to help. Maybe you can just contribute $25 or $10, whatever. Or if you can't contribute, we could give you some names of voters to call. You could just say, listen, I listen to Mark on the radio, and he makes sense to me, and he'd be really good in Virginia. Whatever it is, I could use your help, and with your help, I can actually win this campaign, and we can get more solid progressives at the state level where we need them. I do appreciate it. Real quick, I'll read some of your tweets. Liberty writes that in Nevada, it's education, health care, wages, and jobs. Mark Twain, don't think he's the real one, he's dead, but writes about the corporate assault on public education. We've got Roger writes, economy, jobs, borders, taxes, education. What do you care about? Let me know on my website at marklevinetalk.com. See you Monday.